It's time to bring in Mr. Gordon Flaming Ramsay. And here he is. Look at him, look. Wow. Hello, Gordon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Look in the flesh. There he is.
The real one.
7 foot tall of manly muscle and business brain.
Where'd you get that business from? I'm a chef.
Yeah, right.
Successful.
Whatever.
Business chef.
How many restaurants do you have you got something to do with?
Just 14.
14, right? Ask me how many I've got. None.
7 million listeners.
Well, yeah.
Eight.
But...
Sorry, eight.
Yeah, 8 million. Thanks. Don't brag about it. I'm just looking at your website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very nice picture of you playing football, and I take it in your back garden.
That's right, yeah.
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 Where do you live, by the way?
Wandsworth.
Right. I always think you live near me, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But your back wall there, I always think, with a little secret doorway,
I always think
leads to a park.
That's right, there's 5 acres there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I used to think that was a park around the corner for
but
me.
But it's not, is it?
No, Spencer Park.
Anyway. So, and then you click on here, there's lots of pictures. There's a Gordon Ramsay in his kitchen, playing table football. Now, I read that you have a £65,000 oven in your kitchen.
Yeah, it's like a Bentley, like a brushed stainless steel stove. The most amazing stove. 3 ovens, 2 hot plates, water-cooled, and you've still got to light it with a blowtorch.
Is it like an Arga, then?
Were you at Granny's at the weekend?
No. I just know that Argas are supposed to be expensive, though.
That's the catalogue shop.
No, that's Argos.
Right.
No, but, yeah, Argas are slightly sort of, you know, countrified.
Right.
Slow burning and...
God, did you have a £65,000 oven and you've got to light it with what?
A blowtorch.
I'm sorry, I'd send that back. That's a fault. Surely for 65 grand, you got like this. Boom, man, it's on.
Not quite like that. No, but it's brushed stainless steel, and it came from Paris.
Well, whoopee-doo, it's 65 grand, man. That's money that could have gone into your Ferrari.
Yeah, all right. It's an amazing stove, and it gets very hot. It's also got a diamond bar charcoal grill as well, with an induction wok with no naked flame.
Wow!
Wow, I don't even know what that means.
Can I just say, I'm a massive fan of yours, all right? I'm serious. I can watch you on television 24 hours a day. I love you. I think you're brilliant. Yet, I've no idea why I love you so much, because your life is a million miles away from mine, right? I don't even cook. Right?
But you,
I can't cook.
But you eat well.
Well, no.
Can you tell?
Right. My girlfriend has been saying for the last few years, I really want to go to Gordon Ramsay's, want to go to Ramsay's restaurant, really, really want to go. Right? And we haven't gone yet because I'm worried that I won't understand the menu.
It's not that. No, you sound like my mum now.
But no, I mean it. I don't. All right, let's have a look. Choose one of your restaurants because I've got your website up.
Okay.
Give me, right, Gordon Ramsay at Claridge's. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Do you ever still...
Is that a good one?
Well, you know...
No, do you know what? It's gone downhill now.
I didn't mean it like that.
Is that a good one?
Now, do you any work now in the kitchen?
Of course I do.
Do you still go in and craft?
Mark Sargent's the head chef, and him and I work very closely together on service each and every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go. This is the Gordon Ramsay at Claridge's. Let's go to a la carte.
Right.
Off the menu, that means, isn't it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's go. I'll go set lunch then.
Set lunch is nice.
Okay, I'll go set lunch. Set lunch at Gordon Ramsay at Claridge's.
Yes. 5 years ago, it's £21 for 3 courses. That's not expensive.
That's a bargain.
Sorry.
How much is it now?
£1,425.
30 quid.
Right.
For a set lunch?
For a set lunch, 3 courses.
That's brilliant.
I think great value for money. And the portions aren't nice.
I went out somewhere the other day with 2 of my friends. It was meant to be 4 of us, but Sophie had to work late. So it was her idea. We'll all go out. She couldn't come because she had to work late, and I ended up paying for me and my friend. 150 quid for
was
three
it?
Of us.
Was it good?
Honestly, it was all right.
But 150 quid, that's £75 a head.
The setting was very nice.
Yeah.
But I'd rather go up the road to Dim Tea and have the food, which is as nice,
but
not cheaper. Anyway, right, here we go. Watercress soup with poached duck egg and the fennel cream. I don't really know what fennel is. I'm going to be really honest with you.
No, come on.
It's a vegetable.
Honestly, you would hate me.
You really know what fennel is.
No.
A bulb of fennel.
I'm just...
Serious?
I know for a fat lad. You'd think I'm into my food, but I'm not.
Celeriac?
No.
Is that different to celery?
Oh, God.
No. I mean, it's
it's completely different.
Okay.
It's a root vegetable,
right,
and
next
it's delicious.
So I probably wouldn't have that. Then Ballantine of chicken.
Yes.
Smoked ham and Girolds. I don't know. I mean this,
it's a
right?
wild mushroom.
And hazelnut dressing.
Yes.
See, I don't like mushroom, I don't like hazelnut, so that's gone. Next. No, I swear.
Such a pleb, you know.
My girlfriend has been bugging me to take her to one of your restaurants, and I'm like, I won't eat anything. Salad of new season... CEPS.
Seps.
I don't know. What
seps?
Wild mushroom seps. We've got the most amazing seps in this country. They're from the New Forest. You must have been to Italy and had the most... Porcini.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, but no, I swear. No, I've never been
I've had porcini mushrooms.
Porcini mushrooms.
I don't eat little fellas.
Little fella.
Right, here's my problem, Gordon, right? I mean it. I love you. I'm a massive... I'd love to... Do you know what? I want to be your friend. Because I think you'd be great, mate, to have. Number one. I don't like mushrooms. Number two, I don't like tomatoes. Number three, I don't like cheese. Number four, I don't like onions. Which pretty much rules out virtually every dish on the planet bar chips and steak.
So how can you be the size you are if you don't like all those wonderful ingredients?
Because I eat badly and I don't do any exercise anymore.
You must do exercise.
I know, I'm gonna start. Once I've got my book out of the way, then I'm gonna go. That's my next project.
Good luck with that one today. And when I ran my first marathon, it was 18 and a half stone. That was 5 years ago, so...
Yeah, but hang on, I'm 18 and a half stone, but I'm about 2 foot shorter than you are. How tall are you?
You don't look it. 6'1" yeah. and a half.
See, now, we met at the Great North Run, didn't we?
That's
now,
right,
when yes. I did that, I was very healthy.
Yes,
I was very fit.
Unfortunately, you ran it from Sunday to Sunday.
No,
you're supposed to finish it in the day.
How rude. I did it in 1:57, and I was very proud of myself.
Liar.
I know I did!
No, he did,
no
honestly.
1:57?
Yeah, 1:57.
Seriously. Extraordinary.
I have a photo and everything of me finishing and over the line.
Amazing.
But now, I was out of breath watching it on the couch on Sunday. And I really was. Right, here's something else, Dave, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pot roast belly of Suffolk pork with sautéed baby artichoke. Don't like the artichoke. Grilled baby artichoke. Don't like the artichoke. Grilled baby gem lettuce.
That's right. The most amazing lettuce is quite robust, and you can sort of braise it, sauté it, and it's great for vegetarians.
See, I love you. How can you get excited about lettuce? How do you do that?
Yeah, no, but this is not your average lettuce. Sort of baby gem is like the ultimate flavour in terms of lettuce, and you roast them whole. Phenomenal. Really healthy and robust.
Do you ever... I thought of this question last night, and I was laying in bed, and my girlfriend said, don't ask him that. Do you ever sneak out of the house behind your wife and children's backs to go and get a kebab or a KFC?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no.
See, I do.
You haven't even got a wife and children.
I know, but I still sneak out. I just love how passionate you get about the whole thing.
Mm.
Okay, desserts.
Yes.
Very, very important in my life.
Love them.
Fig and almond tart with a fragola grape sorbet. Waste of time there. No one's going to have that. Granny Smith apple parfait and donuts. Bingo. That's all you need.
Parfait. You don't pronounce the T. It's like a really nice frozen sort of dessert done with a pâte à bombe. So,
with a what?
Look at your face.
I don't.
Okay, like a frozen ice cream.
Okay.
Sort of, yeah, like a rich parfait. Delicious. And finish with Granny Smith.
See, now I'd have that with the donut thing.
But the donuts are small. They're sort of like on the side.
Yeah.
He'd have an extra portion.
I'd have extra donuts. But no, it doesn't say chips anywhere either in the main course.
Pomme à la mette.
There you go.
They're on
do.
There somewhere.
Didn't you have a go once at someone who came into your restaurant asking for something really simple?
So it was,
Vic Reeves.
Have you not read the book or even looked at the pictures? It was Vic Reeves when he asked for egg on toast.
That's right, yeah.
See,
yeah,
that would have been me.
No, come on. We don't go out to a restaurant and ask for fried eggs on toast. You might as well stay at home.
That's true.
Huh? Or poached eggs, Chris.
I got a text from my friend Kevin, who... Kevin is a chef. Well, and he's not a chef.
He's enthusiastic about food.
Right. And he used to sell wine for a living, so he's quite... You know, in our terms, God, he's quite la-di-da.
F&B.
And he was saying... We were talking about you the other week, and he was saying, no, I'm sure he has a recipe for what is a Gordon Ramsay version of steak and chips.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
See?
That. Yeah,
that's great. If you have a restaurant that sells that, I'm off. Steak and chips and donuts for dessert.
Steak and Guinness pie and chips.
So you laugh, but I'm telling you, but the most successful restaurant you've ever had.
Yeah.
Come for lunch, okay? And I will blow your mind away, okay?
Well, yeah, I would love to, but I would... I would see now. I think you and I would get on very well socially, yes. But I think I would frustrate you on every level because I would sit there and go,
"Don't like it."
I went out with Kevin with our said friend Kevin. This guy used to deal in wine for a living, and mm-hmm. I don't like wine. I just don't drink wine. I don't like it. It all tastes the same to me. So one day he went right. But it's true, right? Zero. So one day he goes, "You have to try this wine. Try this wine. Orders this wine." We're at Marco Pierre White's restaurant. I don't know how good that man is, but it was attached to a Holiday Inn up the road from us. That's the truth.
It's now changed hands. It's not that anymore, is it?
I know.
It's still not doing any business.
It's KFC Extra. Mm. So he orders this wine, and first of all, he says, "Right, try that house white." And I try the house white, and I go, "It's just wine. It's a taste of it." Now try this. And everybody around the table tried it. Everybody went, "Oh, that's, that is," and I went like this. Tastes exactly the same as house. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. But I would frustrate you.
Trust me. Come and have lunch. We'll have a bite to eat together, and I'll go through the motions with you slowly and surely.
How about this?
Yeah.
You, if I can take you out for lunch somewhere, and I'll come to your place for lunch one day. I would love that. It'd be lovely. But if I can take, I'd love to take you out for lunch.
Can I go first though?
Yes, yeah, but you have,
then you can cancel the second one, can't you?
No, but it'd be great. I will take you to a place in Camden, opposite the Roundhouse, called the Marathon Kebab Shop. Man!
And at night, they also have a late-night bar in there, don't they?
I wouldn't go too far with that. I don't know whether...
is it a takeaway?
You can eat in?
You can eat in. And you eat off a plate? Or
yeah,
you
can,
newspaper?
Yeah, no, you can have plate, knife and fork.
I mostly take it away.
And is the pita bread hot?
Yeah. But when they wrap it up, by the time you get home, sometimes it's a bit sweaty, but I always think that's kind of part of the charm. Mm.
The meat needs to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
There's a massive, you can recognise it when you drive past, there's a massive mountain of salad just outside the door.
What people do is they come out and they just go...
It's not baby jam.
I don't think it is, no. I think it's just salad. Mm. I think it's salad from wherever.
Turkey or somewhere.
I don't know where it is. Right, well, I'll actually ask you some proper questions in the next bit of the interview. I'm very sorry about this. I've just been ranting too much. How have we got Gordon Ramsay? I'm very excited, Gordon.
I think you're frustrating him already.
Really? McDonald's.
Oh, PA.
Okay, all right, sorry, hang on.
It's just gone 8:38 now.
Gordon Ramsay is here. I love Gordon Ramsay. He is great and a nice man. When was the last time you had a proper shout at somebody to do with work?
Last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where were you? Can you tell us about it?
Claridge's. Things went a little bit pear-shaped, and the raviolis were a little bit too thick.
Raviolis? Maybe it's because you said, "Can we have a ravioli, please?"
The raviolis were a little bit too thick. The pasta was too thick, so therefore the inside of the filling wasn't cooked properly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Expensive stuff.
We might be able to give you something else to shout about today.
Go on.
We might not. I'm going to show them this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got this, which is Gordon Ramsay, Humble Pie, your autobiography. Which is a brilliant, brilliant book. Haven't actually read it, but I've skimmed through it. I took it to bed with me last night.
Serious?
Yeah. I really did.
Is there any Tabasco sauce on there?
No. It would be ketchup.
I just eat
smart ass. Anyway, so
daddies.
In the book,
you do look like Big Daddy.
Thanks very much. Thanks. In the book is obviously we have your notes from the publishing company.
Yes.
But as an addition to that, we also have a very odd list.
Oh, really? Right?
So I'm looking at this yesterday and I'm going, I don't know what this is. And first of all, it's photocopied, and on the top it says in pencil, Gordon Personal. Right.
Okay. Right.
And I've gone, oh, I don't think they should have sent us this, right? And what I think it is,
classic,
is the list of people who got invited to your book launch.
Okay.
And whether or not they said yes or no.
Ah, interesting.
And I worked that out because I'm not on it. Now, when was your book launch?
Tuesday night.
Now, can you just peruse that and tell me if that is true or not? Have we worked that out correctly?
Someone's going to get wrapped in cancer and dumped in the Thames.
Yeah. This will be worse than the ravioli incident, won't it?
Oh, dear.
Is that it?
Dear, what was Michael Winner doing on there?
So this is it. I'm thinking you probably haven't seen that list.
No, I haven't, no. No, no, no. And you're not on there?
I'm not on there. But weirdly, I was invited, I believe, at the 11th hour.
Winner dropped out.
I think.
He said no.
Damn, how did that get in there?
I've no idea. So we open the book and I'm like, what's this? And they go, I don't know. And I'm like, check this out.
Heads will roll for this, Gordon. Mate,
okay.
What are you saying?
Hayley Devine said no.
Hayley Devine said no.
She's just had a baby.
Exactly.
She's got other priorities.
Hayley, she was bloody invited. I wasn't even... Look at this! Gordon might read it out, but I will tell you this. I tell you what is very, very interesting is the fact that George Michael is on here, is on the list.
Are you sure?
However, under Kenny Goss, right, with George Michael. So you've invited Kenny Goss and George is his plus one in the same way that David Furniss has been invited with Elton John. Elton is David Furniss's plus one.
I didn't put the list together, so I had a busy day Tuesday.
Okay. Do you want to know who else was...
I can't believe you got that. You know that.
Come on.
You were definitely on there, by the way. You know that.
Whatever you want, love. Whatever you want.
I just worried about that sort of, you know, canapé when you saw these little bits of sushi.
It was all fennel as well.
There's no Jamie Oliver, I don't think, on here. However, there is Dermot O'Leary. And there's
Bernard Matthews.
Albert Roux was someone. I've never even heard of him.
Yeah, he's the most famous Roux brother.
No, I know.
Anthony Worrell Thompson, is he on there?
Oh, behave. Now you're doing great. No.
Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne?
Yes.
Ainsley Harriott?
Oh, goodness.
David and Victoria Beckham?
Right, can you put that list in the bin now?
No, I am going to town.
Todd, Jane, and Freddie.
I'll get my pencil out.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Are the tweenies on there?
Let's have a look at who said yes.
Oh dear. How did that get in there?
I'll say a name and you tell me whether they said yes or no.
Can I go to the toilet, please?
No. And we've already given
just
you
do it anyway, it's fine.
Okay, I will go for Piers Morgan.
Yes.
Yes, he went.
Yes.
Robbie Williams.
No.
No, he wasn't there. See, now here's the scariest thing. Michael Winner was a yes.
Yeah, he turned up.
Joel and Divya Cadbury.
Divya.
Divya?
Are they the chocolate people?
Do they own Cadbury's? Do they? Wicked!
Known as the chocolate fever day.
Oh dear, you're gonna get. I'm in such trouble now.
All right, shall I not do this?
No, stop now. Let's
move on. All right.
Let's talk food.
And look! Look! Jonathan and Mary Treemore, they've been invited as well.
The mince people.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I want to know if Trini and Susanna were invited because they were the name of the place.
They're dead!
Yeah, you killed them.
There you go.
Thank you.
Did you not feel any remorse when you did that? That was horrible.
What do you mean, did you not feel remorse?
Because you've named them. Once you've named them, you take them out of the meat product and put them into pet.
Did you not see Gordon Ramsay basically gutting these pigs?
Thank you.
And you looked very...
Yeah, I was mortified.
You looked mortified and sick and,
I felt sick and it was quite a sort of grim thing to do, but... I suppose, I got close to them in the back garden every night when I used to go home after midnight. I used to sort of walk out the back door, couple of apples in the hand, give them a little click, they used to come running out.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. And so they got used to your voice. And then, take them to the slaughter was grim. And, of course, you can't feed them.
Did they know? Do you know what I mean?
They get a sense of that, yeah.
They don't get fed, don't they?
24 hours before they go.
They're animals. They're animals. They're not like they have feelings.
This is why I'm vegetarian. So,
hello, you eat horses' burgers.
Once in Calais. I mean, chicken you're all right with, aren't you?
Chicken, I love chicken, yeah.
I'd eat any animal. I really don't care. I love my meat. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't care. I know there's a lot of people out there who've got pets and stuff, but for me, it's just something that doesn't have bread either side that's going to look good.
Yeah, rabbit's nice.
Yes, I've had rabbit as well.
That's fantastic.
That's big in France, rabbit, isn't
huge.
It?
Huge.
Giraffe?
Wild boar? Giraffe.
No, never had that.
Panda burger? You ever had one of them?
No.
Crocodile, they had that on your F-word program the other day.
That's right. No, we had that in Australia. It was absolutely disgusting. Sinewy and tough, and someone served it with like a puree of kiwi. It was foul.
That's horrible. Yeah.
You'd want chips with that, wouldn't you? And a garlic bread starch. Listen, you can bring me in, by the way, as a consultant for your menu.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
No onions, no tomatoes, no wine. What else is it?
Nothing green.
You must like broccoli. Or spinach.
No!
Or spinach.
No!
Or some nice curly kale.
Curly chips. I tell you what I like to cook. This is what I like to cook, Gordon. Chicken pie and chips, that's my favourite thing.
Seriously.
Right, they've got to be bird's eye chicken pies, I really like them. And you have two. Just one's not enough.
Do you put milk on the top to make it brown?
Yeah, but I don't have a brush, so what I do is
just put it on your hand and then just...
that's what I do.
What about some halibut or cod or some sea
bass? I like fish.
Or sardines and red mullets.
Sardines, I don't know.
Or some monkfish.
Yeah, well, Last night, I had fish. In fact, the last two nights for tea, Sophie's cooked fish.
What, scampi and chips?
No, you're out of order. Sophie's a good cook. So the first night, we had like a salmon en croûte thing.
You're joking.
I swear, Sophie.
Salmon en croûte?
Yeah, Sophie did it.
Wrapped in brioche?
No, with potatoes. I think that sounds right. Yeah. Right. And then last night was just kind of, just like a really nice cod with some potatoes and little baby
fish
potatoes.
Fingers.
No, it's nice. Fish fingers. Mm. However, when she does go away, it'll be Chinese at the end of the road, half hard to with we, and they'll be there in 20 minutes.
You're terrible, you know that.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do the marathon next year. We'll run it together.
I'll do the half marathon, maybe.
No, I'm not doing it. Have you done 157? Are you sure it was 157?
Yes, you did, Gordon. Yeah.
Yes, don't be patronising. Don't even make me start on where your book is in the Amazon top 10 and where my book is, my friend. That's right. I'm powerful. I might do the Great North next year. I'm not sure.
I'm doing it again next year.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Serious. What was your time?
Do you want my best time or my last time?
No, but you're sort of small, built like a piece of asparagus. You should be there in about 1:35.
My best time is 2:19. However, this time I suffered from severe cramps and I came in 2:32.
2:32?
But I had to have Red Cross treatment.
Were you picking the cones up on the way round?
No. But also, I was doing interviews for the world's media on the way.
There you go, all 15 seconds of it.
When Gordon ran the Great North Run, he stopped and cooked a meal halfway through. Still did it in 1:30.
1:27.
Was it
1:27?
1:27. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a great time. I did well with 2 hours.
Have you done the London Marathon in under three? Have you broke three?
No, 3:30 is my dream. But
that's rubbish.
Hold on.
Well, hang on. What's your time for the half marathon? Your best time for
1:27.
Well, there you go. Then. Yeah, why are you taking 3.5 hours to do the full thing?
Hold on. 26.2 mile.
Right.
Yeah, hold on. Have you actually done a whole marathon?
Hang on a second. If you do a half marathon in an hour and a half, you should be doing the full thing in just under 3 hours, because your second half of the run should be quicker than your first.
Right, okay. Hello, Roger Black. 15.5 stone. It's not easy to get round the Canary Wharf, Isle of Dogs, in 3 hours.
Well, boo-hoo, Mr. Restaurateur. 18 stone. It's not easy to get out of bed for me. I'm struggling to open the fridge some afternoons. I can't get off the couch for Xbox.
After Xbox, after London Marathon, we go off to South Africa to do Comrades, which is a double marathon. It's an ultra marathon with 60 miles, 95K from Durban to Peter Maritzburg.
You run it?
Yeah, 9.5 hours.
Wow, that's
is it true you want to do 10 marathons in 10 days?
Yeah, I'm on.
Don't do it. No, seriously, that's too much. Our friend wants to do it. It's too much.
Serious, I'm 40 this year. So to celebrate my 40th birthday, I'm going to do Ironman.
I can't believe you're only 39. So, what a tough face you have, seriously. But you're going to look great when you're 55.
First time in my life I look my age. I don't look any older than 39. Behave yourself.
Oh, you do. Oh, you do. You do look older.
You look,
are you serious?
Older with
I look
beard.
Older. Yeah, yeah. I look older than a bit. I look older than 24. I appreciate that.
You're 35.
I'm 32.
32.
Yeah.
See, you look older than 32.
Well, you look older than 39.
Yeah, no, but it's the chin.
That's not. It's the fat. It's the lines.
Break it up.
We're not having a row.
We were mates 15 minutes ago.
This is man talk. Although, look at the arms on him. I'll tell you, whatever your age you think you are, I'll agree with you. Look, he can knock you out, Alan, in one punch. Try it.
No.
He's too small.
He's not. Trust me. You can still hit him. where was he? Yeah, so have you bought a Ferrari for your 40th?
Yeah, 599.
Good lad.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Did the missus moan about it?
She doesn't know yet.
Good.
Although she does now.
Don't let her moan. It's your money. It's your business. She's a woman she won't understand.
No, never, never.
You know,
never.
And I know that sounds a bit sexist, but it is true.
But all the women care about with cars is the colour.
That's right.
No, you know, you describe the car, they go, oh, it's a red one or it's a blue one.
Yeah, that's not true, Dave.
It's a good point you made, Dave.
It is true.
It's not. I care about horsepower.
Yeah, you're from the country, you're odd.
What?
I care about horsepower.
Yeah.
You say that like it was some kind of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe thing.
It is.
Right, let's play a record. I'm enjoying this interview. We haven't actually really asked him anything yet.
Are you seriously only 32? See, I thought you were older than that.
See, that's just hurtful. Don't make me highlight some of the photos of you, Gordon Ramsay. Look at the one on the back.
I know. That was the one Mum put in there.
There's also, by the way, can I just say, you either have a stylist or money has really made you look a lot better. Because there's some great pictures of you. Look at that.
I was being honest.
This is only 1998, right?
I know.
Let's have a look.
Look at that.
Right, chunky monkey. 18 and a half stone.
Look at the hair. How many games did you actually play for Rangers?
Two.
Brilliant. There you go. I've played three for Leeds, and one of them was the playoffs. I was cleverly disguised, though.
What position did you play? Goalkeeper.
Left back in the changing room.
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Right, let's play a record, and then we'll be back with more Gordon Ramsay. Which restaurant are we going to have lunch in, Gordon?
We're going to Claridge's first.
Claridge's first?
Yes, first, that's right.
I'll be full after that.
You could do 10 lunches in 10 days and do a whole tour.
Brilliant, let's do that. That's the Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger right here on Radio 1. OK, we're back on. It's 8.56. So, I suppose I better ask you about the book. Well, no, I don't mean it like that, but only because people... Well, I have fun with our guests, and then people always go, well, all you do is talk about yourself when you get a guest in. But that's what I do. Gordon Ramsay, Humble Pie, is the book. I'm showing it now to the cameras.
Nice cover.
And did you write it yourself?
Oh, yes.
All on your own?
Yeah, with the help of an amazing lady called Rachel Cook, because you've got to... get in the mood. You got to turn the lights down. And I started writing it about 4 years ago when I started witnessing...
Four?
Yeah. No, yeah, because we've got four children. Yeah, yeah. And Jack started getting all these things and it was happening for him. And, you know, Megan had a birthday party and all of a sudden it's like, God, what they've got, I didn't have. And that's where the sort of penny dropped.
Yeah. It's nice. Are you proud of it?
Do you know, I think I'm more relieved than anything because Mum's been instrumental and she had a tough time and, you know, problems with my little brother and then my father and sort of, you know, how I found cooking and how I escaped to France and just embedded myself in French cuisine and just, you know, worked my socks off.
And you are a grafter, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, cooking is all about grafting. You know, that's, you know, you're not going to become a talented chef by working 6 or 7 hours a day. You know, you've got to be at the coalface each and every day and dealing with that pressure. You may be able to cook, but if you can't handle that pressure, forget it.
But it must be difficult when you've been in, say, you know, in a restaurant environment and you've been in the kitchen and stuff and you've got all the kind of complexities and all the drama of that.
Yep.
To then come home in the evening and then think, oh, now I've got to get down and sort of knuckle down to my book. Is that therapeutic?
No, I mean, I ran. And started thinking about the book Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, religiously, whatever happens, put a rucksack on, leave Claridge's, run down to the Tower Bridge, and then all the way back up the embankment into Wandsworth. So I'll start thinking about it.
Okay.
And then when I get back, I'll just sit back for 15 minutes and just, you know, scribble notes.
Get it all out.
A, B, C, D, rather than trying to, you know, lethargically write it, you know, word for word, highlight it, A, B, C, D. And it just became a lot easier then. Yeah. And then I started asking Mum to confirm it because I couldn't quite understand that, you know, did that really happen? And then she was amazing. So she's been a rock.
Because you've done other books, but they're food books, they're recipe books.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not taking anything away from you, but this is the first time that you've had to sit down and write. And I now, and I would imagine you are the same, I now look at people who've written books in a completely different light.
Sure.
And I find the whole thing fascinating, because when I did mine, I've got the worst memory in the world. I've got such a bad memory.
No, but it's a busy memory. You're always constantly...
But you're going to find yourself, you put yourself back in that situation, and you have to think about it. It's amazing how much stuff comes back.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I, I'm 39, and everyone sees... Now everyone sees this sort of one dimension, and they think that your character, you know, in terms of television, is what you are, normal persona. Yeah, it's not. You know, I'm just a self-confessed perfectionist. I want it right, and, you know, we can't mummify the industry. If things go pear-shaped, that young cook needs to know there and then. Don't harbour it. Get it off your chest and get straight to the point.
Can you sit on the couch and watch a movie without fidgeting?
No, never. Impossible.
You can't just do nothing?
No, I can't sit still.
What are you like on holiday?
So, I go diving. Tana goes in the sun and reads a book, and I got to go diving or fishing, and then come back and have dinner together.
Can you sit on a sun lounger on a beach for any longer than half an hour?
No, I'm terrible. No, I mean really bad. What, just sit there?
Yeah.
And do nothing.
Switch off and go. Cause I learned how to do it. Going, you know. Well, the last my girlfriend now is a massive sun queen, and the girlfriend I had before, who's like the practice and before the real baby, and then so I've kind of taught myself how to sit there with an iPod on and do nothing, but I can only manage a good few hours. I get a bit restless. Yeah. I do like 20 minutes in the sun,
right,
half an hour in the sun, and then I go for a swim for half an hour, and then I come back, and then half an hour in the sun, and then another swim.
Yeah.
But I can't, and then I get bored.
Yeah. No, so, I've got an attention span of 2-3 minutes, and then after that, I get really bored. So up and down, always.
Wow. I love Gordon Ramsay. I really do. Andy Peters has sent me a text.
Why?
Because he loves hearing his name on the radio, he's got a massive ego, that's why. And he says, he said, what's the best way to make a perfect steak? So there you go, that's a nice, easy one for
you. Yep, very easy. And most important thing about a steak is putting colour on it, don't boil it. Get the pan really nice and hot, touch of olive oil, don't cook it in butter. Because when you start cooking it in butter, it burns so quickly. Mm. So, tablespoon of olive oil, get it really nice and hot. Steak in, nicely seasoned. Never season the steak way too before you start cooking it. Season it in the pan.
Yeah.
And then finish it with a little knob of butter.
Is it important to let the steak sit
rest.
For a little while?
It's got to rest.
Once it's cooked,
absolutely,
so the juice definitely. Come out.
And don't worry about trying to eat the steak piping hot. Let it rest. Because if you start cutting into a steak when it's piping hot, all the juice runs out of it. Let it rest. Crucial.
And it's brilliant. I love. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I love it.
What's the best way of cooking fish fingers? Because I get confused. You know, you have fish fingers.
Why do you have to let it down? Why do you have to ruin it?
Talking about steak.
I'm actually asking a decent question for once.
You sound like my 5-year-old twins.
When they're different temperatures on the packets.
What, the orange breadcrumbs?
How are you supposed to cook chips and fish fingers?
Oh, God.
This is my problem.
See, now even I know that.
Fish fingers in first, and you set your timer, and then you put the chips in halfway through, and then brown them all off together.
Yeah, the best thing to do with fish fingers is get a tray. Tinfoil. Mm. Yeah, lightly drizzle it with a touch of olive oil, fish fingers, and bake them. Because don't deep fat fry them.
Yeah,
not good.
Stupid.
So just bake them in the oven. 5.5-6 minutes.
Bake.
Do you know what?
I'll stay out of it.
Yeah, we'll chat after the show.
I'll come back.
You can really come.
Oh, dear.
The book is called Humble Pie. It's Gordon Ramsay's autobiography, and it's very nice. And it's available now, and you can buy it. And it's officially out at $18.99. But if it's anything like my book, it'll be bloody reduced from day one. So anyway, well, they show me it's a good sign, but I'm not convinced. Half price already? Yeah, it's a good sign, Chris. It means they're flying out of the shop. I said, yeah, at half price, they are flying out of the shop. I want to buy a villa. So, Gordon and I are going to go for lunch.
So, I believe.
Gordon's going to take me for lunch, and then I'm going to take you for lunch.
Yeah, can't
that's
wait.
The deal.
Yeah, that's the deal. Big deal.
Seriously?
Yeah, no,
I mean it.
Seriously. And then we're going to do the London Marathon next year.
Well, what I'm going to do... See, now, I'm working on, in my head, an idea for a TV show. Now, Ian Wright was on the show the other week, and he said he'd train me. For a while.
Good.
And I had a meeting with a TV company afterwards, and they went, we'd filmed that. And I went, really? Okay, good. So, but I don't understand about healthy eating. I know this may come as a surprise to you, looking at my physique, but I don't understand about food.
Yeah.
I don't understand the difference between carbohydrates and blah, blah. I don't understand it.
You don't have to eat healthily.
So maybe
to
you,
lose weight.
Maybe Ian can train my body, and you can train my mind
stomach.
When it comes to food. Do you like that?
Your palate.
Or whatever you call it, yeah. So you can be on the TV show as well. Be a huge success.
Right, Wrong and Ramsay. There you go.
Right, Wrong and Ramsay. Yeah, fantastic.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do, yes.
So that's a verbal binding agreement.
Verbal binding contract.
Fantastic. We are quids in. All I need now is a couple of pastry girls in there, and we're selling this thing to Bravo tomorrow. Boom. Dubai. Is your place in Dubai worth going to?
Of course it is. Dubai's lovely.
Right, I'm off.
Yeah.
Where is it again? Is it in?
We're just on the creek, the other side of Jumeirah Beach. Nice, beautiful, and don't go there July, August. Far too hot.
It's way too hot.
Yeah. But the big opening this year for us is on the 15th of November when we kick off in New York. The new London NYC restaurant of Gordon Ramsay, which we cannot wait for.
Wow.
Yeah, really what? Good.
We should go out and do the show for you.
We should.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Official opening for you.
Yeah, we're on 54th and 7th in between Avenue American and Broadway. But really, really, really cool. David Collins is doing the design. Quintessential are doing the all the concierge. So it's a bit of a Brit pack invasion. And the hotel's got the most amazing suites. And it is absolutely stunning. We've got a beautiful bar, the London Bar, 80 seats. And then a wonderful fine dining, 45-seater, right in the heart of the hotel. Beautiful.
Wow. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
And that happens on the 15th?
15th of November, yeah.
And what's it called?
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
At the London NYC.
So if anyone listens to this now, and obviously many, many listeners will go out to New York heading up to Christmas to do some Christmas shopping, they'll go, is it worth booking a table in advance?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, right. definitely.
And serious.
And
yeah, we're on... Yeah, and then you can listen to us while you're in New York. Because you can hear us out. We're broadcasting... On satellite radio in America.
Fantastic.
Well, I'll explain it, unless it's very complicated. But you can listen to the show, it's great.
Brilliant.
There's the Radio 1 all day while in New York. In fact...
Podcast.
No. There's, you know, right, you know how Sky is satellite telly?
Yeah.
There's a thing called Sirius, which is satellite radio.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of idea. So if you get a subscription in your kitchen to Sirius, you can have Radio 1 on all day.
whilst we're cooking.
Yeah, while you're cooking. And they time shift it to New York time.
Serious.
So it'll be the same time. This will go out 7 to 10 in New York, and then Joe Wiley will be on 10 to 1 in New York.
Perfect. Home from home. Especially at the London.
The whole London thing.
And if you do chips, boom! You're laughing! It'll be the most successful thing you've ever done since sorting out that woman's soul food place in Brighton, or wherever it was.
Yeah, yeah. Just finished a new series, The Kitchen Nightmares. So it starts at November, and that's been extraordinary. We went to Spain this year. And, yeah, that was fascinating, trust
Any
me.
Any more useless people on there who don't know what they're doing?
No, they're not all useless, you know that. We do
but
try...
some are.
Some are, that's right.
Yeah, but no, the woman... was it in Brighton? There's a soul food...
Soul food shack, that's right, yeah.
That, and she was great, and the place looked lovely, and I want to go.
Yeah, it was amazing. She just opened a new restaurant, Mama Sherry, amazing. And we filmed up in Liverpool, came across the most extraordinary sausage and mash. This guy finished it with hazelnuts and apricots.
No, that's weird. No, you don't like nuts, do you? Or have them straight off.
Apricots in a mashed potato. Hello?
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. You have chips in mashed potato, maybe. Or bits of sausage.
Or roasties.
How many chips do you eat a week?
I don't. Right, when was the last time I had chips? I haven't had chips this week.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
A bacon sandwich.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong with that? It's the food of champions.
How many rashers?
I didn't make it myself. I got it from a cafe around the corner.
Streaky bacon or back bacon?
I don't know the difference.
It's back's better.
Back's better for
it's
you.
It's all
that's
the
right.
same to me. They're just words. I don't understand. Gordon, I don't understand. All right. Let's just swap it all around.
Okay.
This is my cart wall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is my VCS playout.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And these are brilliant, brilliant machines. And what you get here is it's in a joint production between. I'm going to do this like you do. In a joint production between the BBC and the company in Germany, they've specially designed this. So on the cart wall player, it's also got touchscreen, so I can load them to any cart slot, whatever every piece of audio I like.
Yes.
But here is the music as well.
Right.
And what's good is you can preview your top and tail of the track.
Okay.
And it's got a great timer mode as well, and it will predict the time that the track finishes, so you can work out your back timings.
Amazing.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
Nothing at all, no.
Well, there you go. This is what it's like.
How do you keep on slipping the yellow brick road?
That's very easy, straight away. That's how quickly it is.
Because you've got such little dainty lady fingers, haven't you? Your fingers are minute.
I have paws.
Little bear paws.
They're like little chipolatas.
I wouldn't go that far. See, now you're being insulting, old man.
I'm not.
Nothing more tacky than a 40-year-old in a Ferrari, is there, Dave? Is it red?
You've got ladies' fingers.
Is it red?
You've got ladies' fingers.
Have you ordered a red Ferrari?
Which is also another word for aqua.
Is it red?
That's right. That's right. It's titanium grey, Grigio grey. Really nice dark grey. I don't like red Ferraris. Ouch.
And will you drive it fast or will you drive it? Will you drive it so slowly?
I'll be driving very slowly.
Good lad.
Before midnight, very fast after midnight.
Good lad. That's the thing. I always think if you get a fast car, you know, you see those, you know, people in a fast car and you're jealous, so you go, moron, and they burn off from the lights.
If it was me, I'd
drive as slow as I possibly
could.
So everyone would see me in it.
Definitely. And this Sunday, I'm very lucky, in fact, I'm at Millbrook testing the new Bugatti Veyron.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Wow. Which I cannot wait.
What a life you have.
You're driving one of them?
Yeah, lovely, on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
You've got a good-looking wife, you've got nice kids, you've got a big house, you've got a garden, you've got a successful business, you've got this TV career, and you're driving cars.
In my spare time, for an hour. Nothing more than that. Not too bad, is it? Huh?
That's all right. Well, it's not a bad life. And you have a book out once it's like this. See how I bring it all back round? I'm bloody good at my job. Gordon Ramsay, Sumble Pie. Please go and buy a copy of the book. Because it's what I've read so far is very—it's very easy to read for thickos like me who don't know posh words for mushrooms.
Seps.
Whatever you want to call me is fine. You insult me as much as you want.
Porcini.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
Girol. Trompette de l'amour.
Yeah. Follow the yellow brick road. There you go. Gordon Ramsay, ladies and gentlemen, what a top man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Good luck with the book.
Thank you. And good luck with your book. He just winked to me in that kind of, I like you, you're all right, you can wash the dishes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, see this link then, Dave. How do you get to today's track from yesterday's track? 36. Okay, that's time. It's time to rate the guest. Gordon Ramsay.
Good luck, everybody.
Gordon Ramsay,
and he's
rate
still
the
here.
Guests. Rate Gordon Ramsay. Who's rating him today? Me, Dave, Aladand?
Me.
Kerry?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, Al, Chris, lovely. Carrie, you can go first.
I think he was very funny. He joined in with us and talked a lot about stuff that he probably didn't particularly want to talk about all the time, like chips
him.
And
do you fancy
stuff.
Him?
What?
Yeah. Do you? I do a little bit, even though he looks older than he really is.
Yeah, I do. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Okay. Gordon, what do you make of that? I'm only joking, he's not there.
You'd have a souffle with Gordon, wouldn't you?
I'd have a souffle, yeah.
Mm. Would you?
And a chocolate mousse.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a pudding.
Right, okay.
Yeah, or a brulee. I'm going to give him an 8.
An 8 out of 10. All right, very nice. Allard.
My favourite guest, actually, the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to give him 9 out of 10.
Wow. 9 out of 10, wow.
You sounded just like Del Winton when you said that.
That'll do.
He's my favourite guest so far. I'm going to give him a 9 out of 10, punter. All right, Dave, what's your score for Gordon Ramsay?
I thought he was a good guest, and I enjoyed our chat, so I'm going to give him 8 out of 10.
8?
Yes.
All right. I very much enjoyed it, and the fact that he's invited me out for dinner at one of his posh restaurants, probably where they don't do chips, they do some posh dessert, which is probably apple crumble, but it's probably not called that. It's probably called Pom de Bumble, something like that.
Pom de Bumble.
I'm going to give him 9.2.
Wow.
Check that out. So, here are the scores so far for Mr. Gordon Ramsay. Carrie scores 8 points. Dave scores 8 points. Allard scores 9 points. And Chris scores 9.2. Woo! Let's give it a grand total of, Dave.
Add the 2 8s together gives you 16. Add the 2 9s together gives you 18. Add the 16 and the 18. Well, 16 if it was 20 would be 36. Take 2 off is 34. Then add on the 0.2. 34.2 out of 40.
Wow. He is neck and neck with Kirsty Gallagher.
Mm. Nice place to be.
Mm.
What?
I thought it'd be higher than that.
Well, do you know, there was a lot. It's 34.02. Oh, no, hang on.
No, 34.2 is higher than 34.02.
So he is now in sixth place. 34.5
is Ashcroft.
Is Richard Ashcroft. So Gordon Ramsay is 34.2.
Mm.
So there you go. So he is above Kirsty Gallagher and just behind Richard Ashcroft, yes?
If you'd like to see the scoreboard, it's now online.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, but would they just put a list? Can they not make it look like a proper scoreboard? That'd be better.
Hoop is on it.
Hoop. Dog.